It's your host, Jamie Smith here, and welcome to Lead a Life You Can Love, where I explore different topics that are going to help you lead a life and career you can love, filled with all the satisfaction, fulfillment, and meaning that I just know you're seeking in this one beautiful life you've been given. Today's episode is all about how to build a great professional reputation. I've been working on an upcoming presentation I have for a big group, and part of what I'll be presenting on is how to cultivate your professional image. And I thought, you know, this would be a great podcast episode because reputation is so important. Reputation is how people perceive you, and how people perceive you depends on a variety of external factors like how you communicate, how you present yourself, what your attitude is like in your interactions with other people, how you represent yourself on social media, what kind of effort you put forth in your career when it comes to taking initiative, and how well you collaborate with others. And these are all things I'm going to cover today because I think it's important that you know how to show up as your best self in your professional life so that you can build a reputation that you can be proud of and one that will get you as far as you want to go in your career. The first thing I want to talk about is how to be your own brand ambassador. A brand ambassador is someone who's chosen to represent the brand in a positive way, who helps with increasing brand awareness. We have to be this person for ourselves in our lives, especially if you're an entrepreneur, and especially if you're a solopreneur like myself. There is literally no one else that's going to be that person for you. Sure, you'll have clients that can give great testimonials, but on a consistent basis, you're it. You're the one that needs to be metaphorically standing by the side of the road, spinning your promotional sign, letting people know how awesome you are. You can't be afraid to let your light shine and to be an advocate for yourself. If you don't advocate for yourself, who will? You need to showcase your strengths and your achievements. And of course, there's a right way to do this. It doesn't have to look or feel like you boasting or bragging about your accomplishments at a round table with your peers. It could be you having a one-on-one with your superior and sharing about some of what you've been working on. Trust me, they want to know. And you might be thinking, well, they should already know what I'm doing or what I'm working on or what my accomplishments are. It's their job to pay attention to those sorts of things. Well, they don't always know. Your boss has their own job responsibilities and their own stressors, just like you do. And while they love to notice your every move and everything awesome that you're doing, they just won't. And that's not something you should fault them for. So it's your job to share it with them so that you can be recognized for it as you deserve to be. If they know what good stuff you have going on, they can give you that positive feedback. And they'll think of you first. You'll be top of mind when promotions become available or opportunities in general. And some ways that you could showcase your strengths and your achievements would be in presentations, when you're giving reports, or if you work with public or with clients of some kind, maybe it's through their testimonials that you're able to showcase how awesome you are. But you should also be your own brand ambassador in a sense of promoting yourself on a consistent basis. Again, this is especially important if you're an entrepreneur or a solopreneur. Chances are you're selling something, whether it be a service or a good, And you got to be sharing that with people on a consistent basis. You can't expect business to just come knocking on your door and be served to you on a silver platter. You have to be out there connecting with people, talking up what your business is all about and what you have to offer, and sharing the value of it with everyone that you can in order for your business to grow and in order to build that positive reputation for yourself around whatever your brand may be. So the next thing I want to talk about in regards to building your professional reputation is, what kind of attitude are you showing up to in your job, in your career? Your attitude and your effort are things that you have complete control over. We can sometimes feel like we don't have control over certain things that we may wish we had control over. But attitude and effort, these are two things that you will always have control over. And these are two things that can get you so far in your career if you put forth the effort and if you show up with a positive attitude. So how do you have more of a positive attitude? You could start by practicing gratitude, practicing dispositional gratitude, which is just looking for more of the good in your everyday situations. Finding the good in mundane situations, even being appreciative of things that you might not normally notice. What we appreciate appreciates. So the more that you're seeking out the good, the more of it you're going to find and the more positive a person you're going to be. Practicing gratitude is proven to not only improve your emotional health, but your physical health too. You become less stressed and less of a worried person. So if you're someone who experiences a lot of anxiety, practicing gratitude could really, really help. It helps with lowering your blood pressure, and it helps with lessening the physical tension that you feel in your body, all the stress that manifests itself in your body. And this is all backed by research, so look it up. It's amazing, the benefits of practicing gratitude. And this could be one simple thing that you could start to do in your life that will help you have a more positive attitude. Another thing you could do is put more focus on what you get to do versus what you have to do. It's changing the outlook that you have about your responsibilities. I love this one. I use this little brain hack on myself all the time. Anytime I find myself saying things like, ugh, I have to do XYZ today, I change that negative thought to, no, I get to do XYZ today. And it immediately makes me feel happier and more grateful for just the opportunity to be alive, but also to do the things in my job that I do actually love and that I don't have to do. I want to do them. I chose this life. Sometimes I just got to remind myself of that. So it's not what you have to do. It's what you get to do. Change the way that you look at your responsibilities and your obligations. Change your perspective. Another way to work on your attitude is to make sure that you're spending time with other positive people. If you're surrounding yourself with negative people in your professional environment, this is definitely not going to help you become more of a positive person. So be aware of that and just look at who you spend most of your time with, who you're surrounding yourself with, and ask yourself, is this hurting my mood and my attitude and my disposition at work, or is it helping me, these people that I'm surrounding myself with? When you're more positive, you're able to overcome obstacles more easily. You're able to view your failures as just opportunities for growth rather than them meaning that you're a screw up. And you tend to take more initiative and set more goals, be more motivated in general. The bottom line is, having a positive attitude will help you succeed in your career. It will help your reputation, and it'll also help you form more professional connections, better relationships. And I just mentioned taking more initiative. I want to talk more about that. Taking initiative is so important to your reputation and your career. So how much initiative do you take? Are you only taking on projects when your boss asks you to? Do you only get things done when those things are delegated to you? Or do you come up with new initiatives and new ideas on your own and just go for it? When you just do something awesome at work without anyone having to tell you to do it, that's going to make you rise to the top pretty quickly. You see something that needs to be done, you see something that could be improved, don't wait for someone to tell you to do it. Be a leader. Take initiative. And if you don't have that kind of autonomy in your workplace, or you're just not sure if you do, then just ask your boss if you can do it before you just do it. And hey, you asking them if you can do something is only going to spotlight the fact that you're taking initiative. I'm positive that 9 out of 10 times your boss is going to be like, heck yeah, you can, go for it. And maybe you just include them in the process a little, or run it by them before it's finalized if they need this from you or tell you they expect that from you. But this is what separates leaders from followers, or one of the things at least, the willingness to take the lead, to take initiative, to take action when you see things that need to be done or can be done better. Don't just wait around for somebody else to do it. Back when I was a manager, I remember my employees would sometimes come to me and be like, hey, Jamie, can I do whatever it is that they would come to me asking if they could do some little project? And I'd be like, oh my God, yes, please do that. That's amazing. It's so needed. And good on you for recognizing that that needs to be done. So those employees would get some brownie points for that. And I know that if you start taking initiative in your company, you will too. The next thing I want to talk about is seeking to be challenged. When work starts to become too easy for you, this is a sign that you've become complacent, and you just don't shine in your role by being complacent. If you want to stay motivated and engaged and excited about the work that you do, then you need to seek to be challenged. Our brains want to be challenged. They need to be worked, just like any other muscle, to stay fit, to stay alive. I'm sure you've heard the expression before, if you're not growing, you're dying. I don't know about you, but I want to flourish, not decay. So do your mental health a favor, as well as your professional health a favor, and seek out new information. Seek to learn. Have a desire to learn new things, to go outside of your comfort zone. If you think you know everything, you're in trouble. There's always so much more to learn, no matter what it is that you do. Just look around. Look to different roles in your company. Ask if you can learn about what someone else is doing or what they're in charge of, especially if you're hoping to grow or climb the ladder. I remember when I was working in corporate, I used to always ask my boss, "What you doing?" when I'd see him doing something I didn't know how to do. I wanted to learn how to do his job because I wanted his job. And over time, I got that job. And I can tell you, it wasn't because I just did the bare minimum and scraped by doing one thing well. It's because I wanted to do all the things, and I wanted to keep learning and growing, so I kept seeking out knowledge, seeking new information. It's so good for your superiors to see that you're not afraid of trying new things and that you're willing to take on something challenging. This shows that you have grit. It shows that you care enough to go the extra mile, and we all know that extra mile is not crowded. Some different ways that you could seek to be challenged are you could volunteer yourself for challenging projects. Like, even if you don't think you know all of how to do something, volunteer anyway and learn along the way. Live and learn. You could throw your name in the hat when there's a leadership position up for grabs, or at the very least, you could be and should be expressing your interest in leadership roles if you're looking to grow in that way. And you could just in general be proactive about looking for opportunities to contribute to the overall success of your team. And speaking of team, are you a good collaborator? Are you good at collaborating with others? Sometimes taking more initiative means that you need to be. And collaboration can be beneficial in your career in so many ways. If you don't play well with others, this isn't a good look, and it means you're not going to be chosen for opportunities that involve being part of a team. It also means that people aren't going to want to work with you. If you're an entrepreneur and looking to maybe partner with other people, if you're not known for being a good collaborator, this is going to be a difficult task for you to find people that want to work with you, or for you to maybe, you know, when you want to start hiring people for your business someday, it's going to make that a little more difficult if you're not known for playing well with others. Being a great collaborator has so many benefits. It supports positive communication with your team, if you have one. It encourages inclusivity. It helps you improve your skill set because you're able to learn from other people. It shows that you appreciate the people that you work with, that you care about their thoughts and their opinions and not just your own. This displays humility. If you can have humility be something you're known for, this will boost your reputation in a major way. Humility is huge, something we should all strive to be more of in our lives, humble. Now I want to talk about how you're presenting yourself. I think it's so fitting that the word presenting has the word present in it because essentially that's what I'm talking about here, or part of it. Like, what kind of wrapping paper and bow are you putting on yourself when you show up in a professional setting? This might be kind of cheesy, but I mean, think about this for a sec. If you've ever been given a gift that wasn't wrapped, they were just like, here you go. I didn't have time to wrap it, but here's your present. I'm sure you were still grateful and you probably still loved the gift, but what a difference it makes when it's wrapped, right? So now imagine a time you've been given a gift that was beautifully wrapped and had a gorgeous bow on it. Your reaction to that present was probably, wow, look at this. I'm so impressed. They must have put so much effort into this, or certainly someone did. And that's what you need to do with yourself. Put some effort into it when you're representing yourself as a professional. People judge you within the first like 7 seconds of looking at you or something crazy like that. So this is largely dependent, the way that they judge you, on what they see with their eyes before you even open your mouth, before they know anything else about you. So how are you presenting yourself? When you show up to work, or you show up in an event to represent yourself, do you show up like you just rolled out of bed? Do you show up 5 minutes late looking frazzled? Or do you show up put together and on time or even a little bit early? This speaks volumes. When you're put together and you're on time, it says a lot about your time management. And it also says a lot about how much you care about what people think of you. And in most cases, I would say, try not to worry about what other people think of you. But in a professional setting, you do need to be worried about this. Most jobs, there's a certain image you need to uphold or a certain message you need to send with how you carry yourself and present yourself while you're there. And in jobs where you're dealing with the public or you have to deal with clients face to face, how you look means a lot. Is your hair a mess? Are your clothes wrinkled? When you're put together, it just makes you come off as being more capable of taking on whatever is thrown your way. It makes you appear to be more responsible. And employers want responsible employees. In my annual reviews, back when I was still managing, working in corporate, there was always this section of the review that had to do with professional appearance or something to that extent. And I always got a 10 out of 10 on that. And it was really something they valued in me. They could count on me to not only walk the walk, but to also look the part and represent the brand well, be a good brand ambassador for them. And that's another thing to mention here is that when you're working for an organization, you're not just representing yourself, you're representing the whole brand. And that's important to keep in mind when it comes to your professional reputation. And what about your social media? What is your social media saying about you? How are you presenting yourself there? I think we all know by now that when you get a job somewhere or when you're in the interview process for a new job, your social media is being looked at. Your name is being Googled. They are looking you up. So what kind of message does your social media send? Now, you may have multiple accounts, and for example, maybe you have a LinkedIn account where your more professional image is displayed, but you also have an Instagram that's more your personal life and just fun stuff. There's nothing wrong with this, But just keep in mind that your job isn't just looking at your LinkedIn. They're looking at your Instagram, your Facebook, all of it. And you just want to be sure that you're not posting something online that you wouldn't want someone at work seeing, because they are going to see it. There was a point in my career when I was in my 20s somewhere where I had this realization that my social media accounts needed to be cleaned up, and moving forward, I needed to be a little more cognizant of what I was posting. So I went through it and I deleted the pictures of me when I was younger, especially. I removed the not so sober pics. Basically, if there was a picture that I looked at that I wouldn't feel comfortable showing to my boss, I removed it. And to this day, it's something I'm conscious of. I don't work in corporate anymore. I work for myself now. I'm representing my own business and my own personal brand. So I'm even more aware of what goes on my pages and whether or not I think the content is aligned with the image I'm hoping to communicate in my own business. I went on a bachelorette trip a while back, and I remember having to tell my girlfriends, like, hey, please don't tag me in photos, or, you know, just be careful what you're posting online of me. I can't have anything inappropriate popping up on my pages. And I'm sure they probably thought that was annoying for, you know, to hear me say that, but I take my professional reputation seriously, and I really do think about how that might make me look to someone who doesn't know me. An image says 1,000 words. The last thing I want to talk about today is the importance of investing in yourself and what this does for your professional reputation. Employers value employees who are continuously learning and improving their skills and abilities. This could be the thing that sets you apart from everyone else, your willingness to keep bettering yourself however you can. And one really great way you can keep bettering yourself is just by consistently asking for feedback in your career. Don't wait until that end of the year evaluation. You can request feedback from your boss at any point in the year. A great time to do this would be maybe after a big initiative or a project you work on was complete, or maybe it's after your boss observed you doing something in your day-to-day, but don't be afraid to ask for feedback on a regular basis. This just shows your boss that you care and that you're prioritizing your growth and wanting to be the best that you can be. It also shows that you value their feedback, which is always a great way to sort of boost that relationship. Other ways you can invest in yourself, though, would be taking advantage of any additional training or ongoing education your company has to offer or your industry has to offer as a whole. Enroll in courses that you think are going to help you improve in certain skills or things that you'd like to strengthen about you. Take advantage of certifications that might be available to you in your field. Attend workshops that might be offered, whether they're mandatory or not. Go to them. They're going to help you to be better in your career and in your personal life for that matter. Read a book or listen to a podcast like this one, where you have the opportunity to learn new things, gain new insights that can help you in your career and in your personal life. When I first became a manager in my 20s, I was reading so many books and listening to so many podcasts about leadership. And oh my gosh, this is what I think made me into the leader I am today. That, and I had some really great mentors. But I took the time to learn on my own, and it showed in my performance. And over time, I seriously credit getting promoted and earning certain rewards to what I learned from those books and podcasts. I didn't just read them and listen to them. I put it to use. I can remember listening to Lee Cockrell talking about the importance of having a good reputation in something I read or listened to way back when, and it stuck with me. It really stuck with me over the years as I grew in my career. I actually had Lee Cockrell as a guest on my podcast a while back. He is a retired vice president of Disney World and one of my leadership idols. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, I will link it up and put it in the show notes for you so that you can go back and listen to that, because he is amazing. But y'all, that is it for today's episode. Today, we talked about how to be your own brand ambassador, ways you can have a more positive attitude, why being a collaborator is so beneficial, how to best present yourself in person and on social media, and why taking initiative is so important, as well as always seeking to be challenged in the work that you do, and why investing in yourself is crucial to your long-term success. I hope you're walking away today with some great insights and best practices that you can start to employ in your professional life to build an amazing reputation for yourself. And hey, if you enjoy the show, share it with a friend. I'd love to continue to grow my audience, and you're a big part of how I can do that. So I appreciate you in advance for mentioning my show to a friend. I hope you have an amazing day, and until next time, go out there and lead a life and career you can love.